Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside, at the bedside table, glowing, flickering, beaming in your face and saying, I love you. I travel all over the world visiting boys and girls everywhere, listening to their stories and talking with them and sharing with them. And to me, that's one of the most exciting, joyful events that I could ever have in my life. You say, my goodness, what a wonderful job you have, Mr. Candle, going around visiting all the boys and girls of the world and sharing beautiful thoughts with them. Yes, isn't it? And you know, everyone can do that. Everyone can do just like I'm doing. They can go wherever they go and carry happy heart. And by carrying their happy heart and sharing a happy heart, they share that with everybody. Well, you know, that's a fun thing to do. I was talking to a couple of kids, and these kids were, just right in the middle of a gigantic city. It's right in the middle, New York City, in fact. And their mother and father had taken them off for a holiday in the park. And now, what's a holiday in the park in the middle of New York City? All this bustle, hustle of everything, cars going by and people and activities and just a second away from somebody's houses. But my goodness, you know, the kids that I was watching were really something very special. And these kids were something so very interesting. Because here were their mothers and fathers, bustling about trying to make things happy, taking them over to the ballpark and playing ball with them, and taking them over to the pond and letting them wade in the pond, and letting them splash in the water that's sprinkling around, and letting them run in the grass, letting them get their bare feet all over those wonderful blades of grass, and thinking how interesting that is, and thinking, oh my goodness, if they fall down, they'll get stains on their clothing. And but the kids didn't even think about what their parents were thinking about. The kids were just laughing and giggling and having such a good time. They were running around and screaming and shouting. They couldn't do that at home very well, because to run up and down the hall in their apartment house, that's not allowed. They're not allowed to go screaming and shouting and hollering all over. But out here in the park, out here under the trees, out here under this big sky, we can see the skyscrapers around, but in this big sky, they can shout and scream, and their voice just goes, up and up and up and up and up. And they were telling each other, come on, who can scream the loudest? Come on, let's scream. And they shouted and screamed and shouted and screamed and were so happy. And they were just doing everything silly and crazy and just doing wonderful things. And they were saying to each other, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could live here in the park? Or if we could live in a place where we could do this anytime we wanted to? And then Fred was sitting there and he was saying, well now, you know, I've been thinking about this. And I've been thinking, you know, we don't really need to be outdoors to scream and holler. We don't holler out loud in the house. But we just sort of close our eyes and see ourselves here in the park, screaming and hollering and shouting and having such a good time. And then we're here. Oh, Fred, that's not the real thing, Mary Lou said. We want to go out and play. We want to go and run, and we want to go and jump. We want to get our feet all wet. We want to get the sprinklies here. Yes, Fred said. But Mary Lou, did you know that you can do that in your mind? Oh, come on, Freddy. You're just always so head. You're always thinking in your head. I like to get out there and run and get my feet in the grass. And Freddie said, well, Mary Lou, I'm sitting in the living room, and my mom and dad are watching a movie that I don't care about. And so I just sit there and snuggle in close to them, and then I mentally take a trip to the park. And I'm in the park running and shouting and laughing and playing, and all you guys are here with me, and we're just having such a good time. Oh, Freddie, it's not real. Well, Mary Lou, it's very real to me, because I feel so good. And you know, if I would look at my clothes, I'd even see grass stains on my clothes where I've been sliding in the grass. Oh, Freddie, you know that's not so. Well, Mary Lou, try it sometime. Try it and just see how it is. Now, don't tell somebody you're doing it, because they'll tell you this or that about how to do it or what to do it or that it doesn't work or does work, but just do it yourself. Freddie, why are you so smart? Well, Mary Lou, it's not the matter that I'm so smart. It's just a matter that I thought this idea and I tried this idea and it works. You know, we can have all sorts of ideas go through our mind, and if we don't stop them and play with them sometimes, they just go on, and we say, well, I never have any good ideas. Well, that's because you never stop them and say, come on, idea, come on in, and let's play. Let's have fun. And when you invite an idea in, Mary Lou, then you can have fun. Oh, that sounds so adult. Yeah, but even adults don't do that, Mary Lou. You know that? My mom and dad, they watch television for their entertainment instead of sitting in their own inner heart and listening to all the magic going on there. Do you know, Mary Lou, I can see Santa Claus. Oh, come on now. He's only here at Christmas time. No, Mary Lou, Santa Claus is in my heart whenever I want him. And I can think about Santa Claus anytime I want him. And I can enjoy Santa Claus whenever I want to close my eyes, or not even close my eyes, but whenever I want to think about Santa Claus, he's there. Oh, come on, Freddie, you can? How do you do that, Freddie? Well, Mary Lou, let's just sit right here. Hey, the rest of you guys, come on. And we're going to try an experiment. Okay? So, they all sat together on the grass. And their mothers and fathers were looking on, thinking, I wonder what they're up to now. So Freddie said, all right, now everybody, let's pretend that we are at the North Pole visiting Santa Claus. And everybody said, but we're not. It's summertime. It's hot. That's okay. We are at the North Pole visiting Santa Claus because I said so. Now let's all go to visit Santa. Okay. So the kids close their eyes. And so Freddie, being the articulate one, he says, all right. Now, here we are. Everybody ready? 1, 2, 3. Boom! We're at the North Pole. Just look around you. Keep your eyes closed, but look around you. Now, what do you see? Do you see snow? Yes, lots of snow. Now, let's go into Santa's workshop. Wow, look at all those toys. And hey, who's making those toys? Why, those are the elves. Those are the little people that work with Santa Claus. And he takes the elves from all over the world, and he gives them this special job because the elves are the most fun people that you could ever want to meet. Hey, hi, Mr. Elf. Hello, boys and girls. So you've come up here from New York City. So you've been playing in the park there, and you decided that you were going to come visit Santa. How did you know that, Mr. Elf? Well, we elves know everything, just like Santa knows everything. Well, gosh, Mr. Elf, can we go and see the toy shop? Oh, sure. Now, look, I know you're not all interested in the same toys, so I'm going to call a few of my buddies over here, and we'll each take you to the toys that you like to see the most. Okay, Freddie, you wanted to see some of these chemistry sets, and you wanted to see some of these special digital programs that we have. All right, we'll show them to you. Mary Lou, You are wanting the doll section. You've always wanted dolls, and you've got a room full of dolls. Well, come, let's see dolls you've never seen before. And, Jean, you like to have crossword puzzles. You think they're just wonderful. And the rest of you. Now, we'll take you wherever it is, whatever kinds of toys you want to play with and look at. And so there was at least 10 elves that took the children to the various places. And they just had the time of their life. And they were playing away. And then Freddy says, "All right, now it's time to go back." So Freddy said, "I'm going to whistle. And when I whistle, everybody's going to open their eyes, and we're going to be sitting right here in Central Park, right in downtown New York, and we are all having a good time." And so Freddy whistled, and everybody opened their eyes. And sure enough, here they were all sitting on the lawn in Central Park. And their mommies and daddies were watching and thinking, "My goodness, they were quiet for quite a while." And Freddy says, "You know, if you guys want to come with me, every day when I'm here, I take a couple of journeys here or there, wherever I want to go, because I'm not tied into New York City. My mommy and daddy live here because they work here, but I travel the world. Oh, hey, be careful, boys and girls. There's Mr. Sandman coming in the door now. He's got his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over the children and everybody and go to sleep and have happy dreams. But what about the kids in the park? Well, you want to visit them another time? We'll go back and visit them another time. But for now, it's time for you to get ready for sleep, and Mr. Sandman's going to drop his pixie dust on you. Now give your mommy and daddy a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you. And if only mommy or only daddy is there, or none, give whoever is there a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you, and snuggle down in under the covers. And take your teddy bear and say, good night, Mr. Teddy Bear. Good night, Mr. Candle. Good night, Mr. Sandman. And we say to you, good night, my beloved. I love you. I love you. I love you.